The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing? It's your boy Richard Fitzwell. Now, I've got these two wonderful gentlemen here, plus Key of OBSBeers.com. Want to give a huge shout out to OBSBeers.com for all your beer needs. Rebel Music Media Gang Group. Is that it? Cash, is that the group?
That's right.
All right, sounds good. Oh, it's Red Diesel. How you doing, Diesel?
How's it? Who they are?
Oh, absolutely. All right, now, if you need any sort of music, sound, or anything that needs producing, cleaning up, check out Shane Cashmere for Rebel Gang Group Day.
That's good enough. Just go ahead and move on to the next one.
All right, now I was informed on today's show that there's a special thing right now. You ever wonder what's up with Sean's booty do hole meat thing? Let's find out. Check it out. It's time for Sean's something. Or Sean, just hook it up, Sean.
Yeah.
About the booty hole.
I just wanted to. I'm trying to find out why my butthole do like that.
Why your butthole do like that? Okay, what
you tell me why it do?
Sometimes it be doing like that.
So let me
what it do though?
Wait, hold on now. Wait a minute. Let the boy do his bit. Okay, what do you mean by what the butthole do like what?
Why it be do like that? Oh. Sometimes it be doing like that. I don't know why.
Oh, all right. Well, meanwhile, you ever wonder what's up with Guinness and how thirsty people get? Here's Cash doing the Kenya report from Saudi. Where's the location again?
Somalia.
Zimbabwe.
Yes, Wakanda. Yes, Zimbabwe. Go ahead, because we got a show to do. What is your thing that you need to do? Okay, hold on, Sean.
Out of this.
Go on.
Listen to me. I am the captain now.
He's the captain now.
I am the captain now. This is from thesun.co.uk.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Okay. This one, brought to you by Rob Pattinson. English is not my first language.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Anyways, the Guinness record, Bear Grandad, has popped into 51,000 pubs for the world's biggest pub crawl. Crawl. That thing that babies do before they can walk. I can't speak. I'm so sorry.
Breathe.
Yes.
Babies breathe.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. This man, Bruce Masters, 74 years old, started logging beers 15 years ago.
All right.
Does he look like a bitch?
Wait, what did the man do to Dane, Shane? You had your chance.
He looked like a nice grandfather. Don't talk to this man like this. Be nice to him.
Okay, he logging. Okay, tell me more about his logging.
Anyways, he drank 42,000 pints. About 120,000 dollars a month on the beer. Yes.
I like where this is going.
I hate everything about this.
Well, hold anyways,
wait, okay. So this guy, he's gone to 1,000 pubs a year, about 20 a week. Spends about $40 a week, and he won the world record in 1994. Yeah, he won the record for bar crawling in 1994.
All right.
Yeah.
Ball crawling.
Yeah. So basically, ball crawling. He's been saving up money just to do that after he retired early, and he's just pumping out fucking pubs and brews and shit.
Babies come out of there.
He's living his best life.
Living my best life.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah.
He ain't going back and forth with you, Breeze.
You think he's addicted to cocaine?
I think he's addicted to fucking pints, bro. All
right, is that the best thing that he's living his best life? He's logging in with Guinness World Record, drinking beer and pub crawling. Well, big shout out to Grandpappy Big Balls. All right,
big balls.
Right, absolutely. All right, now
big pop with big balls.
Meanwhile, back on the Open Bottle Talk Ranch, we're going to be talking about something from 21st Amendment.
We hit that intro.
Bear Bear Republic. Hold on now. I'm just trying to. I'm setting them up. Hold on.
Preview.
And then something from Ole Miss.
From what?
From Ole Miss.
From what? Omission.
I like this one.
Oh, yeah. Mission.
Where do you get this emotion from?
Okay, hold on now.
This emotion.
Now, before we get further into what we have to do, we got to now start the show.
Now we're going to hit the intro.
You want to hit the show, the intro?
But I am the captain.
In the face, dude.
Okay, hit him in the face and hit him with the thing because I got to go pee-pee.
Do not know the way.
I got to go pee-pee.
You want to go pee-pee?
Very open. Rich Fitzwell. Go pee-pee.
Go drain the anaconda.
I should just purposely take forever, though.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on.
We do not have
a night.
How
you going to do?
Get this shit done.
Calm down now. What's a Black Panther? What's a Chikata? Whatever your name is. Chikata. Okay, Sean. You got it. Oh, there it is. Yep. All right. Got to go pee.
OBSBeers.com.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com. Colorado Hot. And let's not forget the love and support of hashtag Team No Sleep.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into it. Thank you very much, Richard Fitzwell, fucking some dude from Kenya. And Sean, as wonderful as you want to be, I love the weed cloud that is hanging all over your head. We're going to call that Kimchi the Cloud.
Kimchi the Cloud.
That was a real burp, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get right into it. We got three beers. I've got something from 21st Amendment. I got something from Bear Republic. And I've got a gluten-free beer. That's right. From Omission. So, Cash.
Yes, sir.
How are we going to do today's show? In which order are we doing these in so that we can get started on that? And then I have a question for you two gentlemen.
I don't like it. I don't want it.
I don't have answers for you.
All right, fantastic. We'll start with that one first.
Yes.
All right. Real quick, before we get started with that, Sean, how have you been since the last time we were together? What'd it do?
Everything just keeps getting harder.
Okay. Cash, everything good on your end over there?
I feel like the deeper I breathe,
mm-hmm.
the more I die inside.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I
there's
like
a piece
to read
of
a poem I brought.
Okay, please. Okay, read your poem.
No, I don't have it.
So you don't have the poem?
I lost it.
You want to freestyle real quick?
Because I got sad.
Do you want to? Do you want to battle real quick? We can do like what, two bars?
Were you sad because you
one word battles?
I can't count or speak English. So.
Right, right. So you like the English?
That might be an issue.
So right now, how baked are you, Sean?
I'm a little too baked.
You're a little too baked.
I should talk.
You should talk a little louder, please.
Talk a little louder.
Check, yeah, we're gonna need you on
check,
the other microphone.
Check.
Because we're actually filming live on Twitch.
Check.
.tv. OBS Beers 2014.
I'm unfamiliar. Keep going though.
That was it. That was my rhyme. It's your turn. You have to drop those bars. It's your turn. Don't not the soap, just the bars.
That was it. I was gonna rap about soap.
Okay, let's do the soap. Right, well, give me some. Cash B-box, please.
dove fits on my dick like a glove.
Yeah. Bomb, bomb.
That's it.
Job. Bomb, bomb. Cash, your turn.
That's it. Thank you, though.
Bomb, bomb. So your last word is on my dick. And so now you take that word. It's your turn. So go.
Bom, take that bom. Word, and then you take your underwear off.
Yeah, so.
I don't want to take my chonies off.
Okay, I don't. What's what's chonies?
It's Spanish.
Well, I know it's Spanish because you guys keep fucking me with the shit.
Underwear, yeah.
So instead of just saying underwear, you're going to hit me with Spanish, which is chonies.
Chonies.
Chonies. Chonies. Nah.
I honestly didn't know that was a Spanish thing.
Yeah, I thought it was just a word you would have in passing.
You didn't know Spanish?
No, I didn't know that was
Spanish. No hablo español?
It was like a Mexican
thing. No hablo español?
I had no idea.
No hablo español?
You said it.
I hablo.
Okay, first of all, that's a pepper. No, that's a pepper, dude.
Auto Mexicans be saying.
You have auto Mexican disorder?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Autoimmune Mexican.
No, let's get into that. Let's talk about your autoimmune Mexican.
I wear my black socks really high up.
You wear your black socks really high up?
Yeah.
And when you first did that, did your friends ever notice that it could have later in life kind of caused issues mentally?
No, I grew up in East Vegas. All my friends were cholos.
So all your friends were cholos, which is Spanish for underwear.
That was like me in Southern California.
You had cholos, which were Spanish for underwear.
They were all my friends.
Right? Yeah, is that nice. Wait, so Spanish for underwear is cholos?
They're cool guys.
Did I forget the word?
Chonies.
Chones.
And cholos are?
Chones.
Okay, which one is it? Chones, cholos, or chonies?
Usually I use it for girls' underwear. It's like chonies.
Okay, chonies are for girls. What is that?
Oh, it's a goddamn
That's
trash,
called a
trash
bro. Can.
So, friend. Hold on. So, chonies.
Fuck, I'm not used to being in a nice neighborhood.
So, chonies are for girls' underwear. Chones are boys' underwears. And cholos are... Well, he said chones.
Did you say
I was just fucking around.
Okay, so what's... Okay, said chones. And then what's cholo?
You know what a cholo is.
Are those
is.
Socks?
No, you know what a cholo is.
Are we still
is.
On clothes?
You know what a cholo is.
I wouldn't ask you if
it's your it's your outfit when you're wearing the chinos and the polo. It's a cholo.
What the fuck is a chino? Like, I thought that was a place in California for like pants. Sierra Nevada.
Oh, come on, even white folks know what chinos are.
Chinos?
Yeah.
This
bro.
Is a real thing.
They're pants, man.
I didn't know. I don't fucking know anything about chinos.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm letting you know.
I'm sorry. I'm poor. I didn't.
What makes a chino a chino?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. Is it just like straight legged?
I only picture it tan.
Well, I know that, but I mean,
I'm like I have no idea what's going on, folks. Team
I
no
think
sleep.
It's like a cheaper version of 501s that are only in khakis.
Of what?
501s
for the 501s. Cha-chas. Yeah. I know that's a dance.
It's like a cheap 501, but only in khaki. Yeah.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, sounds let me get started on the. Let me load this up. Yeah. Let me just get this.
Tookie.
I don't even want to play this fucking Rosetta Stone shit anymore. I'm good.
Rosetta Stone.
Yep, I'm good. Stoned. I'm good for that shit.
Stone like a biblical whore, as they say.
All right, let's go ahead and kill
That's
that noise.
That's pretty fucking stone, bro. That kills
Hey, Sean,
people.
Do me a favor. If you could, while we're live, can you, while we're closing the garage, because apparently my neighborhood's noisy today, pull the string for the light up there for me? Did you see what I'm doing? All right, guys, we're going to go ahead. Yeah, the dangly thing. Yep, there you go. Reach. Bow. Whoa, oh. Holler. Much brighter. Okay. We brought light. I'll be honest with you. If you would have fell.
That would have been good.
I'd have been like, oh, no, make sure his chonies don't get messed up. Am I using it in the proper contextual?
Yeah, but it's unsituational.
It is situational.
You look situational.
Well, I'm still trying to learn Spanish thanks to you guys. So now I have chonies, cha-chas, and cholos. I still don't know what cholos are, but I know damn well
Mexican
I'll try to use it.
Gangbangers, fool.
A cholo is a Mexican gangbanger.
Yeah, fool.
Oh.
Well, not even really a gangbanger, just like, you know.
They about that life, though.
Oh, about that life.
Yeah, they'll fuck you that up, fool. Life. They were
okay, this is like way over my head.
To protect the Mexican community against black and white gangs.
Okay, this is all over my head. I don't get out much, so I want to say thank you, gentlemen.
Me neither, really.
I honestly want to thank you guys for tonight's episode.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're about to get out of here.
Wrap it before you tap
Let's
it.
Let's get out of here. So, beers, what you have in common?
Was your beer poopy?
Okay.
I don't poop on beers.
I just shit myself.
Is that a poop?
Wait, so you messed up your chonies?
My chonies.
You messed up your chonies?
Inside of my chinos.
Inside your chinos? Like a Marchino's cherry?
That's disgusting.
No. All right, go ahead. Let's go ahead and get out of here, dude. Go ahead, run that outro. Okay. Let's get out of here.
Well, let's just do the Bears, you think?
No, I thought we were leaving.
We'll just do a beer.
You just want to just
let's do the Bears, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we were going to leave, but we should just do the Bears, you think, huh?
Before we leave?
Yeah, real quick. We got like an hour.
All right, let's ask Cash. Cash, what do you want to before we run the outro?
We could just do
a yeah.
I mean, that tar sounds nice, but I want to read this fucking beer label, bro.
Let's do the beer label, so let's do it.
So we're going to do a beer?
Yeah, we'll do the beer. And then
all right, so you just did you stop the music already because we're kind of here?
Yeah, I didn't hear any music, so I don't know.
I didn't know. I don't wear any headphones.
You could know because you have ears. So.
But I can't hear anything. You have the headphones on.
All I can hear is
or not chonies because those are underwears. It's honies for headphones.
What? Phonies.
Honies.
Headphones.
The H's. You know what? I always know who the ethnicity is who texts me when they hit me with the JJ when they laugh.
Yeah.
Or the KK, one capital, one lowercase. Always. Always. They hit me
what
with two K's.
KK have to
do I swear to you, everybody.
That's a white person, isn't it?
No. Anyone who's ever responded back and they say K, they hit me with two K's. They're always Latin. Always. Oh, hands down. And then the ya-ya, the J-A.
That's just ha-ha.
Yeah, but it's always with a J.
It's differently.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I know where you're at.
Yeah.
You're wearing chonies.
The KK reminds me of like 12-year-old white kids. Like when I was 12, everyone said like, KK.
KK.
Nope, I see KK. It in text messages, so that's what happens.
Clap and the fucking, you guys did all that?
Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't, no.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I do it now.
So it's time to do a beer review, Mr. Cash. Cash, what are we drinking on today's lineup?
All right, so these guys are out of Portland, Oregon. It's Omission.
Chonies.
Brewing Company. It's their lager.
Chonies.
Yeah, enough with the fucking Chonies. It's 4.6% ABV. And more information from these guys, omissionbeer.com.
Well, there's some other information about this beer that's actually pretty cool.
It's crafted to remove the gluten. So if you don't like gluten, then you don't got to worry about it because there's no gluten. Are you happy with the gluten? You like gluten? Can you taste the gluten?
I sued gluten once.
Do you know the difference between gluten and no gluten? Can you taste the difference?
You can't.
No.
You can't do it.
Well, it depends. Like, in something like bread, yeah, you could taste it.
It tastes fine.
It's like
huh?
a gluten-free
it's
bread.
It's like sandpaper.
Like, this isn't right.
It's like sandpaper.
Tastes like chonies and cholos.
Yeah. Did my chair get smaller?
Huh?
Yeah, you shrunk a little
bit.
No, the
room's just slowly closing in.
I don't remember being like...
did your shit shrink, bro?
Dude, or
did
am you, I tripping?
Are you, like, turning back into a 12-year-old like you're talking about?
Check
earlier?
Your chonies.
Am I sinking? I remember being, like, higher than the microphone. Do you remember
Well,
that?
You've been higher than all of us since you got here, but yeah, that's a different story.
It is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Team No Sleep, let's get down to the smell. Let's do it.
Celery.
Smells like celery?
Smells like celery, dude.
All right,
Should
celery.
Should be a jet in it.
It definitely does not smell like
celery.
Like a normal beer. It doesn't smell like a normal beer. It just doesn't.
Yeah, no, it smells like
celery.
Celery.
Yeah, it's like
and
a
mangoes.
Little. It's like a little sweet and plantish.
Yeah, it's sweet and plantish. Yeah.
Celery.
Celery sometimes is sweet, dude.
Celery with.
It smells reminds- like celeries
and
chonies.
Pickles.
And pickles and chonies.
Yeah.
I learned a new word today.
It's like pickle juice that dried on the counter, and every time you walk past the counter, you can still smell it. Like
you would think that you would get rid of that pickle juice.
Well, I mean, if you have a party, there's always pickle juice when you're making burgers, dude.
Ugh. Why does this burger taste sour? Why does this burger taste like this? Oh, we marinate the meat in pickle juice.
Yeah, it kind of smells like mustard.
I now want to
go
talk about condiments? Burgers.
Yeah.
Nah. Okay, so we all in agreement.
I'm
botanical, sweet,
yeah.
Something vegetably. I'm kind of named off a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Do you say homoerotic?
Yeah.
So it has
asphyxiation?
What? David Carradine?
Yeah, autoerotic asphyxiation. Yeah.
That's because it does it on its own. Cheers to the taste, gentlemen. sweet, watery, kind of tasteless.
Yeah.
It's like tastes a crush. Like, it's like a beer just to kill.
Tastes like celery.
It's like if
you, actually, it does taste like celery.
If you put a piece of Wonder Blade bread in some water.
Wonder Blade?
Yes. You put in some water, and then you just, like, drink the water with the Wonder Bread in. That's what it tastes like.
Today's show has been brought to you by Wonder Blade. Mmm.
Yeah.
It just tastes like watered bread.
Yeah. It just feels like I had...
Maybe, like, someone's saliva.
Did I just have Wonder Bread?
What's just, Wonder Bread just,
thing? I don't know. It's just like a light bread taste. It's weird. I don't know.
Wonder Bread is about as light as you can get, brother.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you didn't notice? Oh, I forgot where you come from. You don't get Wonder Bread. You get Sara Lee bread. That's cool.
He gets the Earl Wheat.
Oh, you get Earl Wheat. Oh, you feel privileged?
He gets that buttermilk. Is that how, potato
how,
bread.
How this is going to do? What are you talking about? Oh, you get that special affordable bread, huh? Well, I'm so sorry that me and Cash didn't come from a two-parent home system.
Even the two-parent home thing.
You know, yeah, you had two parents.
I had two parents. They were just separated.
Yeah, I had two parents. One's in this room now. Because he's in an urn.
Oh, shit.
You didn't know that, Sean?
No, my dad's one of us.
My dad's up there, dude. My dad's up there.
And it got dark for a second, huh?
I love that. Today's dark show has been brought to you by Dark Show. Okay, but it's just, it is what it is. I could, you know what? I could see this for people who are... And I'm doing the hand quotations that want to be gluten-free, mm-mm. but they mm. want to drink a beer. The only time that this beer actually would come in the play, like seriously, folks, I'm just going to wrap it up real quick. There's really nothing to it. It's just water.
Yeah.
Very bready. It's kind of funny, though, right, if you remove gluten, right?
You should just sip sweet. The wine if you can't drink beer.
It's a little sweet, and there's it's really nothing. It, I mean, it's just a lager, am I right? It's just a lager yep. with, like, it tastes like a light beer. There you go. Tastes like a light beer. Light beers are pretty much kill it and go. What was the ABV on this, Cash?
I think I said 4.6.
Yeah, it's like it's a light beer. You remove the gluten or attempted to remove the gluten. There's really nothing else to this. Now, the only time where I was going with this was the only time that this beer would make sense and who it is actually for would be people with celiac disease who makes have sense. A gluten intolerance, their stomach's jacked up, and there's a lot yeah. of issues that strain of starch does and all that good stuff, and they can't be normal and they mess up their chonies. So with this beer, you won't mess up your chonies.
That's true.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's real cool. Omission actually makes a huge line of gluten-free beers.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of cornered the one of. There are other breweries that do this, but these guys that's
only do.
Yeah,
that.
They well not only they make other Omission beer, like other beers that with gluten, but they pretty much you'll anytime you see gluten beers anywhere, you will always see Omission.
Gotcha.
Always there's it's not like some other place that has different gluten beers, gluten-free beers. You will always see Omission. Those guys got that locked on the shelf, a part of that three-tier system. Fucking bullshit.
I understand.
Yes. So we're going to get out of here with a grade, Sean.
Mr.
Yeah,
Sean.
I give it a 1.9. Thanks for showing up.
Moving on, Cash.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay.
I like what they're doing, but I mean, it didn't do anything for me. It's like just like... Like old water in a water yeah. bottle in your car over summer. You just drink it because you're thirsty.
Well, I like to give them credit. So they're going to get a 3. I feel one way about it. I'm neutral.
Yeah.
It brings nothing to the party at the same time. If you can't have certain things, this kind of gets you to look cool with a bottle in your hand, something to drink, you know, feel nice and not worry about messing up your chonies.
Two dicks in your
That's
mouth.
Why you always bring extra chonies.
I'm sorry, what?
What's that?
I was just
What's
trying
that?
To.
What'd you say?
I was trying to figure out what you were
no,
saying.
No, I didn't say anything.
You didn't say nothing.
That
no, I thought All you right. said you had. I thought he said like you
something about chips.
You had a dick
chips in the mouth.
Or
chips in the mouth.
No, a dick.
No chips.
Okay.
That's what I thought he said, but you think no, it was dicks.
It was.
Right, let's find oh, before shit. We get out of here. Let's find out what you said, Sean. What did you say?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All right, let's get out of here, and that was it. Yeah, this was just a pretty much basic beer. Nothing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. It's
Do you
fine.
Have any reads?
A lot of water.
Hold on. Let me close this out. Hold on. Hold
Thought
on.
Close it out.
Hold on. Yeah, I have a read. You're damn right I got a fucking read. Oh, okay. Hello, Nina. Nina in the building. Hello, hello, Nina. Hello.
I'm assuming that Kai's finally asleep.
Who's asleep?
My son.
Mr. Malachi. Which one we're doing at? The Bear Republic?
I thought I was your son.
We're doing the Bear Republic, right? We're doing the Bear... Yeah,
we're doing the Bear Republic,
we're
right?
doing the Bear Republic. He thanks, Cash.
Give a fuck, bro.
I was asking fucking Cash, off, like, bro. Cash, what are we doing, dude? And he's like...
Damn, yeah. dog. If it's like that, I'm going to pour this shit on my fucking head, dog. Wait, how old are you, Sean? Dog. I'm 23, fool.
That means I would have been 2 if I had you, dude. That would have been so weird.
That'll work. It's hot we're doing fuck, pretty good. Bro. We're doing really good, young lady. We're doing real good. We're
doing no. That's yeah. wrong. That's porn.
That's not porn. I don't it's think porn. You know what porn is.
Dude, that's porn.
I can't believe we're actually having a conversation about this.
That is like straight porn right there, bro.
Do you know what porn is?
Yeah.
Do you think that that's porn?
It is porn. I know it's porn.
It has to be filmed.
Dude, it's porn.
Okay.
Is it?
It's not porn.
It's not porn?
It's not porn.
It's not how come?
It's not being filmed.
That is true. It has to be filmed, right?
Yeah.
In order to be classified as porn, right?
Or taking a picture.
Right. Which reminds me, I'm glad that we're talking about this. Hey, guys, check out xnxx.com. I use it daily.
So, yeah, X-Hamster. Okay. Who?
Chris does that, dude.
Giant. I was like,
he's very elephantly, isn't he? Yeah. He's got them feet that cover up plants that snap on. Did you know that? For a fun fact, did you know that?
What?
You know why elephants are so quiet when they walk through foliage?
Why?
Because their feet muffle the sound. When they step on everything, their feet have that padding and it suffocates sound. That's why you never hear them in the forest. Like when they go in the foliage and all that shit, and you would think by stepping on, like, the,
they should. I put you can't hear them. Shoes on. One.
You give them what?
Them tap shoes.
You like shoes?
You give them tap shoes, and you always can tell where they're at. Right.
You know, like Southeast Asia, fucking elephants will step on landmines that are there from like wars.
Yeah, and that's where all the good free meat is. That's why that.
No,
that
they have special.
Can you imagine just like being on a safari and then an elephant explodes?
No, just like part of their foot goes up, like not even the whole leg, just like part of the foot just takes off somewhere.
Well, you know what my dad used to always say about that, right?
No, I don't.
Well, it's better to
have stepped
on a
father.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you, it's better to have stepped on a mine as an elephant than have one in your butthole in prison.
Totally disagree.
How you gonna put a mine in your booty hole?
I've done it.
I don't know. I think his metaphor was dick or something.
I could teach you, bro.
You could teach him, huh?
That's no fucking problem. It ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
Okay, fair enough.
No chicken wings either.
I was just at Wingstop.
All right, Cash. I got a beer here for you.
Bro, why are you acting brand new?
What? Hold up.
Sorry, go ahead.
Can we do the... What type of shit?
What happened?
Meanwhile, Cash is going to tell us this.
All right, these guys are coming from Cloverdale, California.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Cloverdale. Shout out California. Hey. Shout out Big Taxes. Shout out Forest Fires.
Shout out Beached Wells.
Shout out Saltwater.
Fault Lines.
Shout out
taking all our water.
Yeah, shout out California.
Shout out high ass gas prices.
Shout out house gas prices.
Shout out everybody moving here because it's cheaper.
Yeah, shout out that's traffic is I'm being here. Locked up because LA fucking. Shout out California.
Shout out, go on. Keep losing ours.
Shout out to Hall's Throat Lozengers for sponsoring the show. Cash finally got that unlodged. Shout out.
Unlodged.
You're still in there, bro. Anyways,
go on.
From Bear Republic.
Shout out Bears. Shout out Lions. Tigers. Shout out Oh My.
It's their Grand Am.
Shout out Disney's Cars 3.
There's Moonshiners in that movie. It's pretty cool.
Shout out Moonshiners. Shout out Shine of Moons. Shout out the Celestial Balance of Autumn and Fall.
You said Sailor Moon?
Shout out Anime. Shout out Dragon Ball. Shout out DBZ. Attack on Titan.
Bust it down, Chichiana.
Shout out Mumble Rap. Shout out Blueface. Shout out Nicki Minaj.
Are you okay, Cash?
Shout out Cash. Shout out Sean.
Okay.
I just hear this white noise.
Shout out white noise. Shout out black noise. Shout out Indian noise.
Black noise matters, bro.
Shout out matters, like solid stuff.
Yeah, like different kinds of.
Shout out
quantum 6% ABV.
Shout out ABV.
More information, bearrepublic.com.
Okay.
Okay. And he's going in for the pop. That shit said pop. Is it gonna come over the top? No, it's not. Right in there. Right in there. Right, so you're pouring a lot. It's not. Or
is it? This is me?
Yes.
Okay.
Man, you gave me the fullest one. What's wrong
with it's
you?
Your cup, though.
Yeah, it's your cup, though.
Damn, you filled mine up the fullest sense.
So cheers to the smell. You,
bro. He's optimistic.
I'm not.
Floral, sweet, molasses, brown sugar. It actually has a really interesting floral notes, such as like roses a little bit. It has that perfumic smell and a little bit of some pine. Other than that, it smells inviting. It smells tasty, and the texture for me is creamy. Sean, you're up.
Cinnamon, salt, brown sugar, and my pussy.
Okay, and so Cash, how are you going to top that, bud?
You gay fuck yourself.
Cash, ignore him.
It smells like a bouquet of beautiful flowers.
Oh, okay.
Followed up with a little bit of
pine. I see you.
Yeah, you see me?
Yeah, shout out Big Cash. Shout out Alpha Cash, MK3. Shout out Kingdom Hearts 3.
We just gonna keep doing this, huh?
Shout out God of War.
Weren't you telling me about how you're gonna vote for Trump for a second term?
Shout out, shut your face. Shout out, this is why your bottom hurts.
It's like flowers, a little bit of fucking, like some sweet maltiness.
Right.
Shout out.
Sweet, sweet maltiness.
Yes. And like a little bit of like some
I didn't like
some,
that.
Some cantaloupe, some ripe cantaloupe when you smell like the bottom of
this
it.
This is the part of the movie where I don't enter the house. This is where I'm like, mm-mm.
You're smelling the bottom of cantaloupes?
That's how you know if they're ripe, bro. You gotta sniff them.
The bottom?
Be like, not going in there. Sean's like, we have to. We need refuge. We're safer out here with the rain.
Well,
pneumonia ain't never killed nobody. Pneumonia ain't never killed nobody. Houses aren't supposed to sound like this. Mm-mm. You see, it says no trespassing. I'm a law-abiding citizen. We gonna sit in the car.
I don't know what he's on.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Carson. Shout out Matt Dine in this movie. Shout out Bishon.
Salts earlier, dude. He had a bag of white lightning, and he was like, "You gotta help me freebase this." And I said,
"Shout out freebasing."
Do roll around with.
Shout out demand and supply and demand. Shout out to everybody opening up businesses.
You know how it goes.
Henderson, Black Mountain, Hendo, Del Rose.
Are you paying for these shout outs? Are you selling these shout outs?
No, I'm just really.
What's that
really
pile of cash in the corner that's as labeled shout outs?
Okay, first off, money. There's a difference. A pile of cash is a bunch of pictures I took of his headshots. This is a pile of cash.
Oh, okay.
Get
that's
it?
What that is.
Yeah, rim job.
You did put him on like a bunch of $100 bills. Like you put his face on the $100 bills, though. So that's misleading.
Right. But you know what the best part about.
You also did label it shout out sponsor.
Right.
Money.
Now. So we can all say that we enjoy this fragrance. I like what you said with a little cinnamon, and you said some wonderful things, but we were shouting out. So
thank God. So you didn't hear it? Yeah, I got you.
No, I heard it.
I can tolerate it.
You can tolerate it?
Yeah. It smells all right.
So let's get down to the taste.
All right.
It's a little spicy. Yeah. Watery, spicy, plantish. After work, keep it ice cold. I feel this is like...
Yep.
Your six pack.
Yeah.
After work, I need a beer, dude. Let's go get some beer. This is that dude. We need a beer.
Yeah.
This is that beer run. This is that beer run beer. I like it.
This is that Karen took the kids type shit.
And it's time to at least, you know what? I can have a couple beers before she gets back.
No, I just want Karen. If you're out there, if you come back, please bring the kids, please. Karen.
Sean. Sean, remember we had this discussion last week about this Karen and kids things? Karen. When they swallow, it just comes back out and they poop.
Really?
Yeah, so when you left your kids in her belly.
She's not going
like
to
shit
six
she,
kids?
No, she took a shit six times. Remember I kept telling you?
There was like a bunch of swimmers in there. Dude.
Yeah, that's
they're
not how
dead.
You make a baby.
That could be like
She caused genocide. Speaking of genocide, Cash, what did you get on that taste?
Lay eggs in the toilet.
Hold on, hold on. Let's put a pin on that and talk about it at the end of the show. Uh-huh. What did you get on the end of that taste, Cash?
Well,
it wasn't what Karen had, right?
No, not at all.
It's good. It's good. She fucked my genitals up, dude.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
So, dude. It has this vegetable taste, kind of like the way that chopped cabbage smells. It's pretty sweet. A little citrusy, a little oily, but very creamy and smooth. I like it.
Okay. The only thing I can tell you guys, even though we're just goofing off, is sometimes these beers are just basic. Yes. There's nothing to it. It is a beer. This would be a beer. This is better than your mainstream beers. They should put this at sporting events. I would have crushed this if this was at the was the Aviators where yes. we were at. Recently, we were at the Aviators. Yes. They had nothing but, like, these basic beers. And if this was there, we'd... Psh,
psh. I still kill that Coors, though.
Yeah, I know. Shh.
I felt for the dude. I said, I'm going to drink this, bro.
Hey, some guy, a gentleman that we met at this recent baseball game, bought us two beers. He said, excuse me, do you want anything? And I wanted to say something stupid, but I couldn't. And I was like, no, whatever. Whatever you want to bring us back, right?
Yep.
So he comes back and has us two beers, and wouldn't you know, I had a Bud Light and he had the Coors
Light.
Because that's all they had. That's all they had.
It was a tall boy, though.
Yep, tall boy and a tall can. But this beer I would have loved to have seen at a sporting event. This is something. Grab me a six-pack. Hey, honey, you need something from the store? Yeah, grab me some Grand Am. That's what I want. There's really nothing else to talk about this. Well, with that said, let's move on and get out of here. What's your grade, bud?
So I'll give it 8.
Fantastic.
That is offensive.
No, you gave it. That's fine.
You do not know my language.
No, he. You shut your face.
3.6.
Okay. He gave it a 3.6. And how about you?
I'm gonna give it a 4, honestly.
Take it back right now, Cash. Fuck, dude. Fuck. Take it back.
I think you're still torn up about Karen. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And he just stuck his whole fist in his ass. That's okay. But I think it's pretty crushable and it's pretty like satisfying. I like the texture of it in my mouth.
What, boy? Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm losing blood fast.
But yeah, I definitely drink this again, honestly.
I cut myself on the way here, and it's been a mental downhill.
I'm just going to go ahead and hit you guys with a nice 3.5 above average. And it's just a nice beer. We need to get you taken care of, Sean, because you're not ruining my carpet. Bear Republic, you guys know we give you guys outstanding reviews when we do talk about you. But to be honest, I really like this beer. It seems like it's a flagship, like what brings everybody in. And that's always a good thing because then you'd be like, wow, this beer is really good. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it right now on this
say
recording.
Say it right fucking now.
And
dude.
On this show.
Do it, bro. You let it the fuck
this
out,
bro. This is way better than the fucking 805.
It's way better than the fucking 805, bro.
I was way better, bro.
That bullshit that Stone put out, that 805 people argue, all those from California to get with this Bear Republic.
I select them shits too, dude.
American Pale Ale. Seriously, this will shit all over that and change and be like, yo, this is good beer.
Yeah, dude.
Like, without a hands down. Dude. Sorry, then. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, dude.
I went to the bank and took a shit in their coin machine. Yeah, I did.
Brew Rebellion. Small batch, handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online and join the rebellion.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer, the greatest beer stories. Find them here. Beery bestbeers.com is who you're looking for.
Ow. Yeah.
All right, I gotta read. I gotta do this read. Can I do this? Can I do this read, please?
Yeah.
I gotta do this read, dude.
Go ahead.
Okay, Rick James.
I have to wait till glass, he... Give him the glass.
Oh, yell at me, dude. Why am I sweating?
It's so hot.
It is kind of warm in here. That extra light, like, put on, like,
no,
extra 10
hey,
degrees.
No, hey, it's all right, dude. I'm fucking...
You know what's funny? All the lights in here are LEDs.
I'm fucking intersex, dude.
I think it's because there's no circulation.
I got a dig hanging out my pussy.
Oh, that's funny. That's
is it all a dildo?
No, that's
how
not...
dare you?
Oh,
you're right though.
All right, well, hey Sean.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a great place for you to have a good time?
What? No, I didn't know that.
Ask me where.
Where's that at, Keith?
My dick.
Wow, like it's just like fucked up because I trusted you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you were my personal Yelp. And
right.
Then, and you just kind
of
did that.
That's right. That's my dick. Scenic slap down in the middle of Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right. My dick.
If you
all for your
it.
Party yeah, needs. Like check us out at mydickinyourmouth. Yeah, in your mouth.
I just kind of feel like I got.
That's right. If you ever feel like you need to be cockslack, check out my dick.
No, that's not what I said.
We talking about Tic Tacs, fam?
Doesn't matter. Everyone puts those in their mouth. Ba-dum-bum.
My mom had Tic Tacs in a bag like they were drugs.
Your mom
why?
Was fucking slinging tacks.
Was she just like pour a bunch of them in a bag? Like she just
no,
there's
like
them.
Three of them.
She's like, oh, you don't know nothing about this. She's all having it and just flicking
it. Was
it
was like a little felt bag with the drawstrings on the top.
Your mom, you,
like it was
different Tic Tacs,
like a Crown Royal bottle.
Setting,
I
your mom
fucking snorted them, dude. I'm sure they were Tic Tacs.
Nah, your mom
I'll snort anything.
I bet your mom has like some sort of
snort
queen pin name. They call her something.
I heard that
great.
Makes your nipples hurt.
My mom can't. My mom found out she's allergic to dairy and wheat.
Right,
like allergic.
Oh, that's
like
wild.
Hives and shit.
It's like, causing her allergies to be way crazy. Yeah.
What about
and
the brown
it,
eye?
It even
have
kicks
you,
up her asthma.
What about her brown eye? Does it bother that? Does it make it leak? I mean, if every other orifices is leaking.
Orifices.
Right.
My favorite Greek god.
You remember that time we were in school, Cash, and orifices showed up, and he was like, "Har har, get in there."
Yeah. He was
don't stretch me out, bro. That was his other slogan. Was like on his shirt.
He only came through to do like sex ed classes, and it was basically about not like putting too much in a girl's vagina the first time.
Yeah,
don't double wrap condoms and shit.
Yeah, yeah, because then you have that tourniquet thing going on. Now you got that blue face head thing, and she's like, "What is that?" You say, "Well, it's
guess
yours."
What, Tatiana?
Suck it down, Suckiana.
Yeah, dude. I want to see you bust down. That was break that shit down.
If you drop a stack, it makes the turkey clap.
I love turkeys. Who doesn't like good turkeys?
Bust it.
I don't like dark meat.
You do like dark meat?
Bust it. On a gang.
I'm not gonna lie. That's probably one of the worst. Okay, I'm not like so.
You are gonna
I saw a meme.
You're about to lie.
Saw a meme that said
I don't believe it's good.
I wanna thank you, Blueface, for your song Tatiana. As you see, I'm a quadriplegic, and when I heard this song,
it
made me get up and walk. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's another easy stab.
But it's not. That's a horrible...
Yeah, it's a horrible song, but that joke has been used for every other song.
I don't actually... Okay, remember, I'm starting to really like Migos now.
Yeah.
There's certain songs they're doing, and I think it's because I listen to them too much on the radio at work. Yeah. I'm starting to... I can catch up. Like, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. I can hear the words, what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And,
they speak English.
No, but, like, some things you aren't gonna, like, shut up.
You just gotta understand, like, their style. You'll understand.
No. After a while, I finally, you know, I just kind of just, like, well, let me just check these cats out without, you know, talking shit. Mm-hmm. And certain songs I'm starting to give them... I'm starting to give them a lot more credit. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha, dude.
And so those guys I'm okay with. Like, I'm okay with what they're doing. I like the way they sound. And they have really good sound. I give it to them, right? They're doing a really good job. But this Blueface dude, like, he doesn't know how
That does bother me. His breathing.
Yeah, that weird breathing shit he does. And it's like he's just panicking while he's on the mic.
It's like a new rapper thing.
It needs to fucking stop.
New rappers have this great thing that everyone wants to capture, but then it comes with a lot of bullshit like that.
No, I don't think he's worthy of the mic. Like, his cadence is horrible. And I know you were telling me they're doing that off shit, like they're doing it and then throw it on a beat, and that's fine.
Yeah.
This, he shouldn't, like, seriously, you should just, I like Lil Yachty better than this kid. And you know how bad I hate Yachty.
I didn't, though.
I like, stop it.
Yachty's pretty good.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, I do not like Yachty's sound, his music, or himself as a person. I listen to his interviews, trying to find something to, yeah, like, give this kid credit. Like,
I'm a rock star.
Like, I'm trying to give, like, you gotta give these people credit somehow, because they're doing it, they're making money. I'm not knocking the hustle. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, you can make a house, Cash can make a house, and I want to make a house. So I'll go make the house. It ain't safe.
That's, can I make Blueface, a cabin?
You can make a cabin. I'm just a saying. A houseboat cabin? Like, Blueface needs to, like, go away. Oh. I'm saying it right here, right now. Oh. Blueface, stop.
Maybe his name is Blueface because when he raps, he gets, like, winded and his face turns blue.
That's actually funny. Why do they call him Blueface?
Oh, because of the Blueface is the name of a $100 bill. And also, he's a Crip. So.
Oh, he's handicapped and he likes money. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Is he like, so he's got like some sort of disability and they're just like letting him do it? Is it like hip hop special day for the special needs?
Maybe.
Cash, run the last beer. Let's get it.
It's coming from San Leandro, California. It's 21st Man, Amendment Brewery.
All these fucking California towns are just made the fuck up, I swear. It's always a new
I just sand. Learned what Chonies is, and now this sounds really Spanish.
Yeah. It was just like a, there's always a new San something. I'm like, how the fuck?
Well, you know, it's because it was like,
saints, bro.
It was like completely Mexican before we came into it.
I know, but I'm just saying there's like a lot of them. Like, you thought you heard all of them. Like, there is a lot of, I've never even heard
one. There is a lot of missions in California before we came.
Okay, so this place is San
Leandro.
San Leandro.
I've never heard of that place.
That sounds like a great place to get like tacos.
It's probably got like 400 people in it.
Probably four people that live there. Yeah. So right. San Ladero.
Sure. Leandro. Back in Black.
So the beer's called Back in Black?
Back in Black.
Back that up. Okay.
It's called Blap the Back. It's a 6% ABV.
Right.
More information, 21stAmendment.com.
Nice.
There you go, dude.
All right, Blap the Back. So Black and Back in Black, huh?
Yes, sir.
I think it's up north.
You think it's up north?
Yeah, it's up north.
Is it closer to the bay, huh?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Have you ever heard of San Lorenzo?
Yes.
It's right below, or it's right above San Lorenzo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which one's Sean's? This one's Sean's? Okay. All right, sounds good. There you go, Sean. Let's get it.
Oh, man.
All right. Cheers to the smell. Shut your
up. Look at this. Why did y'all's goes down and mine didn't?
Hey, I'm not. This? Hey, real talk.
What is this?
That is a very pleasant smell. It's just funny. You're just like really mad at your cup. It smells
that
enchanting.
Smells like fucking super glue, dog.
Really?
It smells like a new sponge after like you cocaine. Cleaned up some like some espresso on your countertop.
Yo, that smells like cocaine.
Seriously?
Like cocaine.
I do not know what that smell is. I don't.
Dude, there was cocaine on a phone at work, and I fucking did it.
Oh, an accident?
No, I did it on purpose to see if it was cocaine.
Oh, shit. Oh, and it actually was.
It was cocaine.
Oh, good for you, trying new things.
Thank you. The next hour of my life was fun, but I wonder who was doing phone, who was doing cocaine on a
phone. Who's doing phone cocaine?
Phone cocaine.
All right, we'll talk about that at the end of the show. Let's talk about this fucking beer, phone cocaine.
What the fuck's going
next
on?
Next up on Open like, Bottle Talk, phone like, cocaine.
It smells like gauze and cocaine.
Okay, so gauze and cocaine. All right, Cash, what do we have on your end?
Like the coca leaves.
It smells like, okay, so it has like this weird new sponge smell. Like when you first take out the wrapper. And it has like some roasted molasses situation going on.
Yeah, there's definitely a roasted smell to this. There is some botanical notes and a little bit of some like I'd say lemon lime thing in the back, a little weird citrus twang. Mm-hmm. I kind of get where you guys are at with some of your things. The cocaine thing, I wouldn't know what it is, but there is some sort of medicinal or some sort of material fragrance. Other than that, for me, it's enchanting. It's got some sweet back notes. Overall, I think it just smells interesting. There's really nothing else to talk about, huh?
No.
But coffee, the little coffee smells is there. And I'm going to have to now figure out this cocaine thing. To the Batcave. Okay. Oh, that's dirty. Mm. All right, Sean, you made the face. That means you're going first.
I don't know. I don't know what it tastes like.
Why?
I can taste the coffee.
Okay, it tastes like coffee.
Yeah, mostly coffee, like black coffee.
Okay.
Oh, God, bitter as shit. But there's an alcohol taste to it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, it's bitter, yo.
It's bitter, coffee.
Boozy a little bit.
Boozy a little bit. Cash.
Burning.
Cash.
It's got like a honey espresso kind of situation going on.
Espresso? Like there's an X in it? That's not X in espresso.
Espresso? Espresso? Dude, you gotta, I don't fucking know, right?
Hold on, Cash. You got to speak up a little bit for me, Sean, if you could.
Oh, no. I was just trying to be a dick, so I didn't want to be loud enough.
Okay, fair enough. Cash, go on.
It's like a honey espresso.
Okay. I like that.
And it's kind of watery, and it has like a strong, like bitter hop situation going on in the back end. But I mean, it's pretty. I don't like it. I do like it.
Oh, you do like it.
Yeah, I like it.
The only way that I could tell you the way the taste is, kind of to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
It tastes as if you had black tea and black coffee, and put some sort of sweetener with it. Sweet. You know how tea gives you that plantish back note, like this. If it's straight up. And then coffee gives you that coffee breath when it's straight black.
Swing low.
Right.
Sweet chariot.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Listen to him. He pronounces espresso with an X.
Rhino. It's weird. It's from the South. Espresso. So now that we've got, it's pretty much a basic beer. I think it's a real simple beer. I think that this beer would be great for.
Why'd you give me so fucking much?
I didn't.
You liar.
We just finished ours a lot faster. Don't. Sean, quit being Sean.
Quit being Sean?
No.
It warmed my chest after I finished
it's that. It's a little
honestly.
Boozy.
Yeah.
There you go, Sean.
I don't need that in my life.
You don't need that in your life? Okay, let's go with you real quick. Okay, so let me just kind of wrap this up in summation. Mm-hmm. So out of all the things that we were talking about, we have coffee, we have plant. It's a little hoppy. It's a little bitter.
Yes.
It's got some booze.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, an acquired taste.
Honestly, it's not that like hard hitting. So I think.
No, I mean an acquired taste for like these different mm-hmm. nuances. Sean, acquired taste yeah. would be for someone.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with you on your grade and get these guys out of here. And again, 21st Amendment does make some very interesting beers that, in my opinion, are phenomenal for outdoorsy. Like these beers are made for. You know, having a good time. Sean?
2.1. It's like Danny Brown. It's good, but it's just like too gritty for me.
Okay. Sean?
Cash, you mean?
Mm-mm. Oh. It's still you.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. Now, Cash. All right,
cool. I'm going to give it a 3.8. Okay. I like it.
You like it?
Yes. I like the roasted notes. I like the little bit of bitterness that comes from the back end of it. I like how there's a little bit of sweetness also, and the booziness that hits you in the chest, like your dicky cousin that wants to beat you up just because you're smaller than him.
Okay.
But I like it. I could definitely drink this on a daily basis.
For me, I'm just going to give it a 3. It's just a simple beer. It is what it is. This could be a part of your daily 6. It brings nothing to the party for me because it's just a very simple beer. Ice cold, crushable. That's pretty much it. Acquired taste because of that coffee
mm-hmm.
or that coffee appearance. We didn't really look at the can here to even know what it is. It just seems very basic. with just some nuances, which a lot of people like. They don't want overbearing, you know, flavors. They just want a beer with some flavor. So
I think the coffee with the bitterness is something someone would have to get used to.
Okay,
because they don't really usually go together.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of different.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, let's get out of here.
Fuck them.
What?
Use a dick.
Well, that kind of wraps up today's show. Well, Cash, if anyone's not liking this episode, we can blame Cash. He's the one who picked the beers. Cash.
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, let's blame him. Shall we blame him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything's wrong.
I don't care.
Blame anyway.
Yeah,
I don't
care. So Cash picked these beers.
I don't give a shit.
I felt as if we could have had better beers.
We could have probably had better beers.
We could have had better
beers. They're random beers, bro.
Yeah, but this could have been one of those selective grabs.
As random as random selection in there.
Exactly. Evolution. Darwin.
Blame the universe. It made it happen this way.
I blame systemic racism. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that systemic skepticism?
I wouldn't be who I was if it wasn't for systemic racism. So
right? It's always grassier on the other side.
That's a weird way.
No, sometimes there's just cacti.
I love that about your face. So, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and get out of here. Is there anything you want to give these people, a piece of advice, something on your mind? Anything that would help them in their daily so that way they don't hurt themselves? What do you have?
Just remember to make your bed.
Make your bed.
It's pretty important.
It is important to make your bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Cash, anything fine words for these folks out there?
Stay hydrated, especially when you're deep in that booty hole.
Okay. Now, if they need to get a hold of you, Sean, how can they get a hold of you?
702.
Go on.
You can find me on Snapchat or Instagram on Shane Cashmere, and you can hit me up, and I probably won't reply.
All right, Cash. Follow up with that. Follow that shit.
I will reply. It's at @AlphaCash_GC8 on Instagram. @ALPHAKASH_GC6. Hit me up, bro.
And if you want to check out OBS Beers, Google that shit.
Google it.
I have had a fun time.
Did you?
Shit got real squirrely. I think we're getting better at this.
Are you moist?
I am everywhere because I'm sweating, and I.
Yeah, I got.
I think it's that polo,
swamp,
bro.
I got swamp.
You got the last button balls. Open or closed? Sorry.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you have it closed.
You got to open it up. You got to get some of that steam out your shirt.
What the fuck I look?
Oh,
like,
that's a cholo. All you have to do is say the button thing. That's cholo, dude.
You gotta say buttoned up.
Yeah, button down.
You always got a button.
Button down, Tatiana.
None of them else button.
Button down, Shawniana.
You know,
button down.
Come on.
After you're done, you should do uptown.
Uptown Tatiana.
Yeah, if you don't know what that means on top. I like that. That was like the only dope line. I was like, he told y'all what that is. That's what? How much they play the song on the radio.
What are we talking about?
The YG goes, after you're done going downtown, give me some uptown. If y'all don't know what that is, just get on top. He actually tells you what it is.
I'll listen to YG.
You do. You should. That's a goat.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Okay.
He only has two letters in his name. Everyone else spelling shit. He's changing the face of the game. Gang, gang.
No comment.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Should we get out of here?
I mean, if you want to.
I mean, we don't have to. I mean, it's. I don't care.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to have diarrhea on your couch.
Beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Oh my God, it's coming out.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.